Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
That, but my general sort of philosophy of mythology, I think we brought this up a couple times in season two as well, is just like you can tell so much about like a society's culture and what they hold like dear to themselves by looking at the myths. If you look at the stories that people tell, you can tell what's important to them and see what they value in life and sort of the things that they want to share with others and what they really think is important. And I think that's one of the reasons that I'm personally so interested in mythology, is that, you know, it gives us the window into the thoughts of the people of that time, of that culture. It's a fascinating window to look into culture through stories.
Yeah, I really like it because it's part of the critique of more modernism and modernistic thinking, is that you think more kind of in rational and logical ways, and you, to some extent, you kind of start dismissing what's in stories, mm-hmm. and also the knowledge in stories and in metaphors and in allegory. And that's something that kind of has been in some ways lost, at least we lost the balance maybe in some sense. So I really like the points you made then earlier and what you said now, that there's sometimes much deeper, more foundational things in the stories that also could be very hard to make explicit and kind of state in prose nonfiction language.
That's definitely true, especially when you look back at like the ancient philosophers. It's almost hard to draw a line where the mythology ends and like the philosophy starts, because a lot of the ancient philosophy was just, well, what is the world made of? How do we understand the world around us? And a lot of it was kind of like, a lot of the repeated ideas were like, well, every element kind of has its own natural place. You know, earth goes down, fire goes up, and sort of the celestial bodies go around in a circle and that sort of thing. That was a pretty popular belief. And it's like, well, how is that so much different from a mythology where we think that, you know, all of the earth was created to do some certain purpose and all of the celestial bodies move because of this reason? And so it's a lot of like when you break it down, you know, a lot of the fundamental philosophies that we have today, you know, because everything builds on itself, you know, was it kind of formed through this storytelling that became a more deeper way of looking at things through philosophy? You know, everything can kind of be related back to stories. I think that's one of the very first ways that we kind of learned about the world around us, the way we discovered how things work, was through the stories that we told.